Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes. This is your host, C.M. Atkinson. I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. You can log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org. You'll find these lessons right on the website. These lessons are designed to help you find your place in God and to give you the biblical information you need to live a full life in Jesus Christ. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. As we continue our studies and examine the topics that our Lord taught as they are recorded in the Gospels, our findings will reveal how opposed they are to our modern permissive society in the matters of marriage and divorce. Family life would have been on a much higher level today if only it had been fashioned according to the teachings of Jesus regarding marriage vows and values. He denounced divorce, ruining homes, and through them the nation. History proves that the many broken homes through divorce and the decay of nations have gone hand in hand. In this generation in which we're living, and especially in the 20th and 21st century, a situation has arisen when marriage is outmoded and people, mostly those in the world of entertainment, live together without any solemn contract, have children, separate, then settle down to live in sin with others. When marriage is entered into, whether in a religious or a civil ceremony, it can be easily dissolved. In fact, a pair can divorce and remarry as often as they like. On the slightest pretext now, a marriage can be broken up. It would seem as if divorce is competing with death as a dissolver of marriages. At the present rate of increase, there will soon be more people being divorced than are being married. If we believe that Christ has the answer to any personal or public problems, my task is to state what he taught and commanded. We are not to concern ourselves with the many opinions about marriage and divorce, or even what your church may teach concerning this matter. My sole criteria, and I hope it is yours, is what did Jesus teach concerning marriage and divorce? On a few social questions, Jesus was noncommittal, but the social matter on which he spoke fully and explicitly was the nature and duration of marriage. Quoting from the book of Genesis, Jesus declared marriage to be of divine origin and to be recognized as such. When tempted by the Pharisees to give his opinion of married people, he said, "Have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one, wherefore they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder." No man, no court, no judge, no lawyer. Let no person put them asunder. The Pharisees went right back to the law, citing the divorce legislated by Moses as the authorization of divorce. But Jesus took them back to the original plan of God and summons them back to the divine institution of marriage, in which man and woman formed a union which was undissolvable once it had been contracted. To break such a union by violating it and marrying another was to commit adultery. The human race, by the will and purpose and power of God, began with a monogamous union between man and woman, which only death could break. Although Jesus himself did not marry and did not teach, as some, that marriage was a necessity for all, a happy home in itself was regarded by Jesus as being according to the divine plan. For this reason, the sacredness and the permanency of marriage relation is likened to the relationship of the Christians to Christ, according to Ephesians chapter 5.
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.